Hello, I'm Will Robinson with Life 103.1, and today I have a special treat for you. And that special treat comes in the form of the one and only Mr. Johnny Mathis, who will be performing with the North Carolina Symphony Friday and Saturday evening, February 21st and 22nd, at Mamandi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Johnny, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Life 103.1 plays timeless favorites, and you're well represented on our daily playlist as well as at Christmas time. You are truly a familiar voice to our listeners.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Let's begin by discussing the Voice of Romance tour with the North Carolina Symphony. Please give us a preview.
Well, the symphony is very special because it's a large orchestra, and I get a chance to take advantage of some of the songs that are recorded with large orchestras. And I'm looking at a list of songs now that may be familiar. Some of them are. But I always try to make sure that I sing songs that that people are familiar with. And also, of course, with the symphony, it's an added boost because the sound of the orchestra is so predominant, and I always take that into account when I choose the songs.
Johnny, you'll be celebrating your 64th year as a performer. You're still recording and touring all over the country. What's your secret?
Well, the secret, of course, I've always told all of the audiences over the years that have asked me that question. My dad, God bless him, he and my mom had 7 kids, but my dad was a singer. And he insisted that the first things that I did when I asked him if I could be a singer, he said, yeah, we'll take some lessons. I said, no, Pop, you taught me how to sing. He said, no. He said, you need to learn. He was a very, very correct in that information because I started studying with a voice teacher when I was about 13 years old. And I studied all my time while I was performing, recording. I was working with voice teachers. You can't not learn too much. And I was very, very fortunate to find a wonderful lady who taught me from the time I was a very young person about the voice and how to maintain it. So I'm a very lucky, lucky young man, and all of these years I've had very, very small amounts of problems with my voice, mostly because I started studying at an early age.
Well, looking at your amazing career, I'm reminded of a quote by the author Pearl Buck, and she said, "To find joy in work is to find the fountain of youth." That certainly seems to apply to you.
Well, thank you very much. I've been very lucky. I also started my career as a high jumper and a hurdler on the track team, and I got involved with a workout routine, and I still kept it up. Here I am. I think I started my workout routine when I was about 18, and I am now 83 years old, and I still have a workout routine 5 days a week. I work out for an hour at a gym with a trainer. And it helps me stand up straight on stage.
Well, that's great. But I think you're underestimating yourself. You were actually an Olympic caliber high jumper. And I understand at the time you had to choose between trying out for the Olympics or begin your professional music career. Now, we obviously know the decision you made, and that turned out to be a good one. But do you have any regrets?
It was a very strange thing that happened when I was, I guess I was 17 or 18 years old. And I was still in college, but I had a chance to go to New York and make my first recording. And during that same week, I had a chance to go to the Olympic trials as a high jumper. My dad was my best pal, and my dad and I sang together from the time I was a little kid. And he looked at me and said, "Well, son, what are we going to do?" And I said, "Well, Pop, let's you and me go to New York and take advantage of this opportunity to make my first recordings." And my high jumping career went out the window.
Well, I would have liked to have seen you jump in the Olympics, though. That would have been fun. Johnny, you have millions of adoring fans, including many well-known singers. I'd like to share some of these words with our listeners by one of the great performers. There are a number of good singers, a small handful of truly great singers, and then there's Johnny Mathis. That's hard to disagree with that assessment by Barbara Streisand.
Oh, she's such a good pal of mine. And talking about good singers, she's the best there is. Yeah, we've been pals for many years, and she's very, very gracious in that regard.
Well, Johnny, one last question I'd like to ask. Looking back on your long career, who are those special people that mentored you and helped you along the way?
First, I have to give great credence and credit to my mom and my dad, who were absolutely the most amazing people I've ever known in my life. They had seven children. They worked for as domestic workers, so all their money depended upon having a job from some very wealthy people that they worked for. And these people also helped me in my career in the very beginning of my, I was, 13 or 14 years old when I decided that I wanted to have a career in music. And I had a great deal of financial help from situations that occurred where I needed to travel. And it all came about through the kindness of these people that my mom and my dad worked for. So I'm very grateful to so many people along the way. I also had the most wonderful woman that I studied voice with for many years, who taught me free of charge because I just didn't have any money. So I did work for her. I cleaned her house and ran errands for her and did shopping. I even cooked for her. But somehow, some way, I got my my voice teacher to help me, and it was a godsend for me because the years have paid off. I've been so happy. I've never had any serious problems with my voice, and it's all because I started studying at a very early age with this wonderful woman.
And I bet she was a very proud teacher, too.
She was. She was a strong taskmaster, and I used to do a lot of interviews talk about her quite a lot. And at one point, I said, I don't know what it was, but I said something about I was her favorite student. And she said, "Who told you that?" I was brought up a little bit, brought down a little bit by that. But it just goes to prove when you're a young person, as I was when I made that statement, you do crazy little things like that. But she was quite adamant that all of her students were her favorites and not just Johnny Mathis.
That's great. Mr. Johnny Mathis, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about your music and your life.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been my pleasure. Don't miss Johnny Mathis, the Voice of Romance Tour with Your North Carolina Symphony, Friday and Saturday, February 21st and 22nd at Maymandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. Tickets for the 8 p.m. concerts are available through Ticketmaster or at ncsymphony.org. You may also order tickets by telephone at 919-733-2750. That's 919-733-2750. And to all of our listeners, just a reminder that a pair of tickets to see Johnny Mathis, the Voice of Romance, is just a part of our fabulous prize packages in our Love of Your Life 103.1 contest going on now. Just give us a call here at the station with a message for your Valentine to enter to win.
Life 103.1, WLHC-FM.